This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is hailing the ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
After 11 days of fighting, Israel and Hamas announced a ceasefire late Thursday, ending a war that caused widespread destruction in the Gaza Strip. At the White House, President Joe Biden.
I extend my sincere gratitude to President al-Sisi and the senior Egyptian officials who played such a critical role in this diplomacy.
The ceasefire came about after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office accepted an Egyptian proposal. Hamas quickly said it would honor the deal. In his remarks, Biden was hopeful that the page can be turned on a new chapter in Israeli-Palestinian relations.
I believe we have a genuine opportunity to make progress, and I'm committed to working for it.
At least 230 Palestinians and 12 people in Israel died in the rocket attacks and airstrikes. Mike Gracia, Washington.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres reacted to the news by saying there needs to be an independent Palestinian state.
Underscore the United Nations' deep commitment to working with Israelis and Palestinians and with our international and regional partners, including through the Middle East Quartet, to return to the path of meaningful negotiations to end the occupation and allow for the realization of a two-state solution on the basis of the 67 lines, UN resolutions, international law, and mutual agreements.
And Palestinians have rallied by the thousands after the ceasefire took effect. The 11-day conflict left more than 200 dead. The vast majority Palestinians have brought widespread devastation to the already impoverished Gaza Strip. The rocket barrages fired by Gaza's militant Hamas rulers that brought life to a standstill, and much of Israel was seen by many Palestinians as a bloody response or bold response to perceived Israeli abuses. This is VOA News. A distinct geographic pattern has emerged in the U.S. drive to vanquish the coronavirus. The highest vaccination rates are concentrated in the Northeast, while the lowest ones are mostly in the South. Experts say the gap reflects a multitude of factors, including political leanings, religious beliefs, and education and income levels. Close to 160 million Americans, 48% of the population, have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, and 125 million are fully vaccinated against the virus. The Homeland Security Department plans to ramp up social media tracking as a way of fighting domestic violent extremism. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Officials say they want to better monitor and respond to storylines gaining traction on social media that could incite violence. They say analysts would be trained on how to distinguish a threat from an exercise of free speech. One official notes the mission is not to police thought, but rather to protect against violence. But civil rights advocates worry the move could undermine civil liberties, particularly in communities of color and among groups who've been the earlier focus of intensified surveillance. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Biden administration will stop using immigration detention facilities in the U.S. states of Massachusetts and Georgia that are the subject of abuse allegations. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on Thursday announced that federal authorities will no longer use the jail facilities in Massachusetts and in Georgia. The Massachusetts facility has been accused of overcrowding and overall inhumane conditions. Detainees at the facility in Georgia reported being subjected to medical procedures against their will. Both were run under contract for immigration and customs enforcement. The Georgia allegations are the subject of an investigation by DHS and the Justice Department. The IOC wraps up its final planning sessions this Friday with Tokyo Olympic organizers just 2 months before the games are to open. Much of the focus has been persuading a skeptical public and medical community that the games should go on. The core problem is that 60 to 80% of people in Japan, depending on how the question is asked in public polls, don't want the postponed Olympics to open in the middle of a pandemic, despite repeated assurances from organizers that the games will be safe and secure. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.